live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
NBC Saturday Night, starring Dan Aykroyd, with special guest artist Dan Aykroyd. The Not Ready for Prime Time Players, Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, Dan Aykroyd, and Dan Aykroyd. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Aykroyd.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast. I am your host, Scott White. I'm going to do something a little different this time. I have Saturday Night Live, The Game, Laughing, Guessing, and Improv. And it is questions from Saturday Night Live from the beginning until the 2000s, whenever this game came out. I don't know the exact date this game came out, but the cards are divided up into decades. I have taken the 70s, when Saturday Night Live started, and I have taken out all the cards pertaining to Dan Aykroyd or a Dan Aykroyd character. I will read the question, and I will give you a chance to answer. So if you want to get a piece of paper, I'll give you time right here. If you want to write the answer down, or if you just want to shout it out, that's fine too. So this first question, which character, played by Dan Aykroyd, proclaimed this theater performance to be stunningly bad? What character, played by Dan Aykroyd, proclaimed that this theater performance was stunningly bad? I'll give you a moment to answer that. Moving on to the next one. Okay, this one's fairly easy. What country do the Coneheads claim to be from? What country do the Coneheads claim to be from? Once again, another fairly simple answer. This would be simple to answer even if you weren't that involved in Saturday Night Live. That's pretty much made it into the pop culture. Wow. Here's another. What two characters shaked their hips and referred to women as foxes? What two characters shaked their hips and referred to women as foxes? These are fairly easy questions. Follow-up question? Well, okay. What country to the wild and crazy guy? Okay, I can't ask this question. This question will give you the answer to the previous question. So I'm not asking this question. What product promoted by Dan Aykroyd lets you use the whole fish without scaling, gutting, or cutting? What product promoted by Dan Aykroyd lets you use the whole fish without scaling, gutting, or cutting? Maybe you should have looked at these because these are extremely simple. Hope everybody is writing these answers down. The next question. It's a picture of Dan Aykroyd as Irving Mainway. Irving Mainway. And he, of course, was on the Consumer Report episode sections of the show, always coming out with products that were, let's just say, less than safe. What product was not made by Irving Mainway? A, Teddy Chainsaw Bear. B, Bagel Glass. C, the Tricycle Ejection Seat. D, Johnny Switchblade Adventure Punk. I will read those one more time. A, Teddy Chainsaw. See, I want to say Teddy Bear Chainsaw, but it's Teddy Chainsaw Bear, Bag o' Glass, Tricycle Ejection Seat, Johnny Switchblade, Adventure Punk. What is Fred Garvin, male prostitute, showing to his client? What is Fred Garvin, male prostitute, showing to his client? A, his AARP membership card, B, his backseat driver's license, C, a picture of his mom, D, recent test results. I will read those one more time. A, his AARP membership card, B, his backseat driver's license, C, picture of his mom, D, recent test results. Multiple choice on that one. Choose wisely. What group of people said consume mass quantities of food? What group of people said consume mass quantities of food? What superhero gets teased by the Hulk and the Flash at the superhero party? The Hulk, played by John Belushi, and the Flash, played by Dan Aykroyd. So what superhero gets teased by the Hulk and the Flash, Marvel and DC, don't know how they pulled that off, at the superhero party? A, Aluminum Boy, B, Ant-Man, C, the Fishbowl, D, the Desensitizer. A, Aluminum Boy, B, Ant-Man, C, the Fishbowl, D, the Desensitizer. And actually, that person that they made fun of actually made a cameo in the Ant-Man, cameo in the Ant-Man movie. What does this man do for work? And it's a picture of Dan wearing a hat, a chef hat, and an apron, and a chainsaw. So where does this man work? A, Cluckin' Chicken, B, Texas Chainsaw Restaurant, C, Mel's Char Palace, D, Butcher Barbershop. One more time, A, Cluckin' Chicken, B, Texas Chainsaw Restaurant, C, Mel's Char Palace, D, Butcher Barbershop. What chef, played by Dan Aykroyd, cuts the dickens out of her finger? No multiple choice there, but you should know that one. And that is it. That is the only, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, couldn't ask one because one would give the answer to another. But those are the questions. Those were the only cards that specifically mentioned Dan or one of Dan's characters. All right? So now that you all have your answers written down, we're going to go back one by one and see how many you got correct. Okay. Who proclaimed this theater performance to be stunningly bad? Leonard Pinth Garnell. Leonard Pinth Garnell.
And now it's time for Bad Ballet with your host, Leonard Pinth Garnell.
Hello, I'm Leonard Pinth Garnell, and want to welcome once again to Bad Ballet. Tonight we feature a very bad work by Ivan Barbodimnikov, one of the worst from the new experimental Soviet schools of method ballet. The libretto was written by Alexei Strashin, terrible librettist. Although they created the ballet together, both men never actually met. They collaborated by mail and the odd phone call. The ballet is called, aptly enough, Swan. That's right, Swan. Not to be confused with Swan Lake, but simply Swan.
What country did the Coneheads claim to be from? They come from France.
Now, my main question is, where were you before 1968?
We had not yet landed on this, in this country.
Oh, I see. Then you're not from this country. You're alien. You're illegal alien.
Yes, we come from France.
France. We came from France.
So you are aliens. That's what I thought.
Yes, our records were lost when the craft which brought us from France plunged into Lake Michigan.
Who shaked their hips and walked around and referred to women as foxes? The Festrunk brothers, two wild and crazy guys, Dan Aykroyd and Steve Martin. Festrunk? I don't think I'm saying that right. I just know them as the Czechoslovakian brothers, but they're the Festrunk brothers, two wild and crazy guys.
That fox bar was really something tonight. It was no difficulty to see many swinging Americans enjoying each other a great deal.
And here is a thing I will tell you. The two most swinging foxes had the huts on for us and are coming here tonight to let us hold on to their big American breasts.
Why not? There's nothing preventing them. After all, there's no other pair of Czech brothers who cruise and swing so successfully in tight slacks.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
Now the question The question I couldn't ask because from what country do the wild and crazy guys come from? Czechoslovakia. That would have given away the question beforehand. Okay. What product promoted by Dan Aykroyd lets you use the whole fish without scaling, gutting, or cutting? The Bass-O-Matic.
How many times has this happened to you? You have a bass. You're trying to find an exciting new way to prepare it for dinner. You could scale the bass, remove the bass's tail, head, and bones, and serve the fish as you would any other fish dinner. But why bother now that you can use Robco's amazing new kitchen tool, the Super Bass-O-Matic 76? Yes, fish eaters, the days of troublesome scaling, cutting, and gutting are over. Because Super Bass-O-Matic 76 is the tool that lets you use the whole bass with no fish waste without scaling, cutting, or gutting. Here's how it works. Catch a bass, remove the hook, and drop the bass, that's the whole bass, into the Super Bass-O-Matic 76. Now adjust the control dial so that that bass is blended just the way you like it. Yes, it's just that simple.
Which product was not made by Irving Mainway? That was, of course, C, the tricycle ejection seat.
And what about this innocent rubber doll, which you market under the name Johnny Switchblade? Press his head, and two sharp knives spring from his arms. Mr. Mainway, I'm afraid this is by no means a safe toy.
Okay, I'm Miss Simmons. I want to correct you on one thing here, okay? First of all, the full name of this product, as appears in stores all over the country, is Johnny Switchblade Adventure Punk. No, I mean, nothing goes wrong. These little girls buy them, you know, they play games, they make up stories, nobody gets hurt, you know, I mean. So, Barbie takes a knife once in a while, or Ken gets cut, you know. I mean, there's no harm in it, I mean, as far as I can see, you know.
I see, fine. Well, we'd like to show you another one of Mr. Mainway's products. It retails for $1.98, and it's called Bag of Glass. Mr. Mainway, this is simply a bag of jagged, dangerous glass bits.
Yeah, right. It's, it's a glass. It's a broken glass, you know. I mean, it sells very well, as a matter of fact, you know. I mean, it's broken glass, you know.
What was Fred Garvin, male prostitute, showing his client? B, his backseat driver's license.
Any symptoms of arousal?
I don't think so.
Well, these things take time. Perhaps a bit of humor will break the ice. What's red and green and goes like this?
I don't know.
A frog in a blender. There you go. And now look at this.
What's that?
My backseat driver's license.
What group of people said the phrase consume mass quantities of food? That, of course, was the Coneheads, Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, and Lorraine Newman. And they come from France.
Shredded swine flesh. And fried chicken embryos. Beer. Dry citrus.
Bacon and eggs.
I guess you folks are really into breakfast.
Visitor, we advise you to consume mass quantities of food.
What superhero gets teased by the Hulk and the Flash at the superhero party? It is, of course, B, Ant-Man, the only real superhero on this list. And, of course, Garrett Morris did make a cameo appearance in the Ant-Man movie.
Excuse me, I'm not sure if I remember your name. I'm really bad with names, you know.
You don't remember me? We met several times. It's Ant-Man. A-N-T-M-A-N.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
What are your superpowers again? You talk to the ants, is that it?
Well, partly, but mainly I shrink myself down to the size of an ant while retaining my full human strength.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really impressive. Size of an ant with human strength. You must be able to clean house on those other ants.
Hey, Hulk, check this guy out.
Ooh.
Got the strength of a human.
Ant
Batman, huh? Where are your ants?
Yes.
They're at home in the ant farm.
And where does this man work? It is, of course, Mel's Char Palace.
Hi, I'm Mel for Mel's Char Palace, where you find your own cow, you cut your own steaks. You select your cow from over 200 head. You stun it, you cut it, you charbroil it. You cut your own steaks. We give you the saw. You cut your own sirloins, tips, blades, and roasts. You find it, you stun it, you cut it, as big and as thick as you want it. Only at Mel's Char Palace. Our saws are like, here's Mrs. Mel, show them how to work the saw.
That one might be a little, you actually probably should have seen the picture, but if I described it properly, you probably could figure that one out. And what chef, played by Dan Aykroyd, cuts the dickens out of his finger? Of course, Julia Child.
Oh, well, anyway, it's time to bone the chicken. Now, for this, you need a very sharp knife. Can't do nothing without a sharp knife. And you place the chicken on its stomach and cut along the backbone to the Pope's nose like so. Oh! Oh! Now I've done it. I've cut the dickens out of my finger. Well, I'm glad in a way this happened. You know, accidents do come from time to time in the kitchen. We've never really discussed what to do. First, you must stop the bleeding. Best way with direct pressure on the apron, like so. Now, you want to raise your hand over your head so the blood has to be pumped all the way up. Oh, the apron doesn't seem to be working, so I'd recommend natural coagulants such as chicken liver. Another reason not to throw away the liver.
And that's it. We're back to the beginning. So that was a quick little podcast, a quick little quiz on Dan and his characters from his time on Saturday Night Live. How did he do? Leave me a message and let me know. And we'll see everybody here next time on the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. That should help people find this podcast. And no matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
Cross the Streams Media.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.